If you will take your Bible again with me, and let's open back to John today. We read John 14 earlier. I want to move back a chapter into John chapter 13. I was drawn back to this scripture this week. We have looked at this passage previously, but there's something else I want to bring out to your attention. And it's a wonderful opportunity as we think about the celebration of the Lord's Supper to do this. I'd like to begin reading here in John 13 with verse 12. So when he had washed their feet, taken his garments, and sat down again, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you?" Verse 13. "You call me teacher and Lord, and you say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you." The title of our brief sermon this morning is Looking at the Example. Looking at the example of Jesus. Have you ever heard the infomercials on television that go something like this? "Hi, friends, I have a special for you for $19.95. This is a unique writing system, and in this unique writing system, you are pledged to receive a beautifully ornate decorated ballpoint pen. And as an example of this writing system, it writes on cardboard, plywood, newspaper, and your all-famous checkbook. Today, if you will order for $19.95, we will do more than that. By example, we will give you two of these writing systems." I didn't do so well with that, did I? I thought it was creative, but anyway. No. Anything labeled as a system today seems to be more pitchable, more receivable, more of a sales tactic. Call it whatever you will, but anything that is a system doesn't necessarily mean that it, anything that's called a system does not necessarily represent itself as a system. Some have assumed that religion is a system. I think religion today would take a tremendous leap forward if people would look at the example of Jesus in all things. For example, in our story here today, as Jesus was sitting there at the table on that Thursday evening, you know very well what happened. As Christ had entered that evening at the upper room, the disciples were in conflict with each other. They were mad at each other. They were sulled up. They were pouting. The water was there. The towel was there. But no one willing to play the role of the servant to wash one another's feet. I've used this scripture before when I'm talking to someone who's learning about Jesus, and I'm explaining to them that at our church we have the ordinance of humility with the foot washing service, we have the communion service with the bread and the wine, and that Jesus said he gave us this as an example, and we would be happy if we would do this. But there's something deeper here that I want you to take from this meeting with you today. In verse 15, Jesus says, "For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you." It is true, he was referring there to the washing of feet. But there's something else we must not overlook. We would be robbing Jesus today of the full intention of the text if we leave this part out. You see, sitting there beside Jesus was the one who had already chosen to betray him. His name was Judas. As Jesus went around the table, he washed all of their feet It was there at that last moment Judas' conscience was touched. He almost gave in. Almost he said, Lord, I won't go through with this thing. I will not betray you. Jesus knew the intention of Judas. And yet Jesus' example was there mingling among the other disciples. He never touted Judas as the betrayer. He could have very angrily pointed his finger. In a loud voice, he could have said, it is because of you that I'm going to die. Everybody look over here at Judas. He is a sinner to the utmost. He is a criminal. He has sold me out. He is a spy. His accusations against Judas could have been powerful. As the example, Jesus had quietly let it be known to Judas about dipping with him. And he it is who shall betray me shall dip with me. I think that is a tremendous example. It's more than just the washing of feet to be a Christian. To be the example of Jesus Christ means that everything you do is in service to your fellow man. Praying quietly for their redemption. Sometimes speaking a word of rebuke, but always bearing in your mannerism the idea of service to one another. Verse 17, if you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. Another version says, if you do these things, you shall be happy. There may be some today here who are in the valley of decision. God forbid that it be your last occasion to ever be in a religious meeting or to ever attend church. But it might be such. It might be that in your mind you are questioning God, your position in life, and what you are supposed to do. Look at the example of Jesus, and I promise find comfort. Let us pray. Father, this day, we don't want any to be lost in our church family. We don't want any guests who are with us today to be lost. And when the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, we believe that you will honor our faithfulness to you. Then, but now. So Lord, as we go into this service of the foot washing and return for the eating of the bread and the drinking of the wine, all of it so closely tied together in a celebration of your life and death and resurrection, we cannot go any further before we publicly say we shall serve you. We want to learn from your example, not just in the washing of feet, but in the way you lived and the way you acted. Grant us a vision of that this day. Somebody has to teach us. Someone has to be the example. Someone has to represent that system. With heads bowed, we each can say in our heart, let it begin with. Let others see that example. In Jesus' name.